Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Human Edge in the AI Age 8 Timeless Mantras for Success by Nitin Seth is a business, leadership, and personal development book about remaining valuable in a world reshaped by artificial intelligence. Rather than explaining AI as a technology, Seth focuses on the human capabilities that become more important as machines take over prediction, automation, analysis, and even parts of creative work. The book is organized around the possible framework, whose eight dimensions are problem-solving, openness to change, spirituality, sports, impact, balance, leadership, and entrepreneurship. Drawing on Seth's experience in digital transformation, data, AI services, and large organizations, the book argues that the future will not be secured by technical fluency alone. Judgment, adaptability, purpose, empathy, resilience, and value creation will determine whether individuals and organizations merely react to AI disruption or use it productively. Its purpose is practical and reflective to turn anxiety about AI into disciplined human development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the possible framework defines human advantage as a set of trainable capabilities. The central structure of the book is the possible framework, which converts a broad question about human relevance into eight concrete areas of development. This is important because discussions of AI often polarize into optimism about productivity or fear about job displacement. Seth reframes the issue by asking what people can strengthen in themselves and their institutions. The eight mantras are not technical skills in the narrow sense. They include problem solving, openness, spirituality, sports, impact, balance, leadership, and entrepreneurship, which together describe cognitive, emotional, ethical, physical, social, and creative capacities. The framework's value lies in its breadth. It treats the human edge not as one trait, such as creativity, but as a portfolio of capacities that work together. Problem solving without balance can become narrow execution. Entrepreneurship without impact can become opportunism. Leadership without spirituality or self-awareness can lose moral direction. By organizing the book this way, Seth offers a developmental map rather than a single prescription. The reader is encouraged to examine where AI can assist and where human judgment, context, meaning, and responsibility must remain central. Secondly, problem solving is presented as judgment beyond computation. Seth's treatment of problem solving is especially relevant because AI systems are increasingly strong at generating options, summarizing information, identifying patterns, and optimizing known goals. The book distinguishes these machine strengths from the human ability to define the right problem, interpret messy context, and apply judgment under uncertainty. In business and life, failure often begins before execution, when people address symptoms rather than underlying causes. The book therefore emphasizes structured thinking, root cause analysis, prioritization, and the ability to separate signal from noise. This does not reject data or automation. Instead, it places them inside a wider discipline of inquiry. AI can accelerate analysis, but a human must still ask whether the objective is sound, whether the available data is incomplete, and whether the likely consequences are acceptable. The book also connects problem solving with wisdom, a theme that gives the discussion a broader ethical and practical dimension. Wisdom includes pattern recognition formed through experience, reflection on consequences, and awareness of human behavior. In Seth's argument, this kind of judgment becomes more valuable, not less, as information becomes abundant. Thirdly, openness to change turns AI disruption into continuous learning and unlearning. A major implication of the book is that the AI age rewards adaptability more than fixed expertise. Seth presents openness to change as the capacity to stay curious, question assumptions, and revise one's methods as technology alters work. This is not a vague endorsement of flexibility. In an environment where job roles, workflows, and decision processes are being redesigned, people must learn new tools while also unlearning habits that were useful in earlier systems. The challenge is psychological as much as technical. Professionals may resist AI because it threatens identity, status, or familiar routines. The book's emphasis on openness addresses this resistance by making adaptation a deliberate practice. It also widens the meaning of learning. Continuous learning is not limited to acquiring certifications or using new software. It includes developing critical thinking, noticing shifts in customer expectations, collaborating with machines, and accepting that old forms of expertise may need to be recombined. This idea is useful for students, managers, and organizations because it treats AI disruption as an ongoing condition rather than a one-time transition. Relevance depends on repeated renewal. Fourthly, spirituality, sports, impact, and balance ground performance and character. One distinctive feature of the book is its inclusion of themes that many AI and business books treat as peripheral. Spirituality, sports, impact, and balance are used to describe the inner and behavioral foundations that allow people to handle rapid change without becoming reactive. Spirituality, as presented in the book's broad framework, is not mainly about religious doctrine. It is associated with purpose, clarity, self-awareness, and an ability to remain centered amid uncertainty. Sports contributes a different but related dimension: discipline, resilience, teamwork, recovery, and the acceptance of setbacks. Impact moves the discussion from individual survival to meaningful contribution, asking whether work creates value beyond efficiency. Balance then becomes the capacity to manage dualities, such as ambition and humility, speed and reflection, technology and humanity, performance and well-being. These dimensions matter because AI can intensify pressure to move faster and optimize constantly. Seth's framework suggests that durable success requires more than acceleration. It requires the character to choose well, recover from failure, collaborate generously, and remain anchored in purpose when external systems change. Lastly, leadership and entrepreneurship shift the focus from employability to value creation. The book's final practical emphasis is on leading and building in an AI-shaped economy. Leadership is framed around empathy, integrity, vision, and the ability to mobilize people through uncertainty. This matters because AI adoption is not only a technology rollout. It changes incentives, workflows, fears, power structures, and organizational culture. Leaders must therefore create trust, explain purpose, and ensure that automation serves human and institutional goals. Entrepreneurship expands this idea from managing change to creating new value. Seth argues that AI can open an era in which individuals and organizations build more freely. Using technology to prototype, scale, and solve problems that were previously too expensive or complex. But entrepreneurship in this framework is not only startup activity. It is a habit of ownership, initiative, experimentation, and constructive risk-taking. Together, leadership and entrepreneurship move the reader beyond defensive career preservation. The question becomes not only how to avoid displacement, but how to identify unmet needs, combine human insight with AI capability, and create responsible innovation. This gives the book a forward-looking orientation without reducing the future to technology alone. In conclusion, Human Edge in the AI Age is best suited for professionals, managers, entrepreneurs, students, and organizational leaders who want a human-centered way to think about AI disruption. Readers looking for coding guidance, AI architecture, or technical implementation will not find that as the main purpose. Its benefits are practical and intellectual. It helps readers identify which human capacities remain valuable, why those capacities matter more as automation spreads, and how they can be developed through reflection, learning, discipline, leadership, and initiative. The book is also useful for organizations trying to balance AI adoption with culture, ethics, and talent development. What makes it stand out in the crowded AI business category is its focus on the human side of competitiveness. Many books either explain AI tools, predict labor market disruption, or offer productivity tactics. Seth instead builds a broader framework that combines business experience, leadership thinking, and Indian philosophical influences. The result is less of a technical manual and more of a guide to human readiness. Its strongest differentiator is the Possible framework, which treats success in the AI age as an integrated combination of judgment, adaptability, purpose, resilience, balance, leadership, and entrepreneurship. That makes the book relevant for readers who want to work with AI without reducing their future to AI skills alone. If you would like to support Nitin Seth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.